Shalom, everybody. We are continuing in Rav Kook's commentary on the Agadat on Masechet Shabbat, on Perek Dalet Piska Hey, where the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Memtet Amud Bet, that's 49b, reads as follows. And the Gemara asks, Avot Melachot Arbeim Chaser Achat, Keneged Mi? Why are there Davka 39 labors that are forbidden on Shabbat? Amarlu Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Keneged Avodot Mishkan. As we saw last time, the Mishkan is the antithesis. It is the exact opposite of Shabbat. Whereas the Mishkan is like when God created the world, and He was mitzamtzem. He did that constricting, and from then on, Shabbat is our only taste. 1/60th of the Yom Shekulo Shabbat that was before the world was created, and the Yom Shekulo Shabbat will be at the end of creation. That was the first opinion that we saw last time. Amarlo Rabbi Yonatan Rabbi Lazar, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi Ben Lekunya, Keneged Milacha Milachto Umelechet Shabbat Torah Arba'im Chaser Achat. The term Milacha, working, work, his work, the work, is found in different figurations 39 times in the Torah. And so the second opinion is that we learn 39 from the word melacha, work. Now, already, we'll foreshadow a drop. What is the machloket according to Rav Kook? If, according to the first opinion, that we learn the melachot from the labors that were done in the Mishkan, that's what's asur on Shabbat. So I would have thought that the only work which is really important in the Torah is holy work, the work of building the Mishkan. And comes the second opinion and says no. That, yes, the work in the Mishkan is special, as we said last time, because it represents the Tzimtzum, which is the antithesis of Shabbat. But, aside from that, the idea of all milacha, all work, is meant to be hallowed by the idea of Shabbat. And in the future, in the Yom Shekulo Shabbat, in the time of redemption, that all of the melacha, any time of form of melacha, melachto, umelacha, umelechet, anything that has to do with work, Rav Kook is going to explain, can and should become holy. Okay, so we just foreshadowed a drop. Yesh hevdel ben kodesh lechol. There's a difference between the holy and the secular. Aval zeh hevdel atzmo yevienu lachshov ki rak hachisaron shebemtziyut, chisaron ha'itachdut ve'ashlama mevi oto ha'hevdel. There is room to think, and as we'll see, it is correct, that the whole difference between holy and secular is really only in this world. And the fact that, according to the first opinion, the real holy work that the Torah is referring to is building the tabernacle, building the Mishkan, we will see that in the ideal world, all melacha, not just religious work to build the shul, to build a Mishkan, but any kind of work, whether it be planting the fields or building buildings, all of that is significant. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook used to point out that it's not a coincidence that the word avodah also means work and also is used for avodat Hashem, the service of God. Because when one does work, this is the ideology of Torah va'avodah, there is some form of ideal of all work. Now notice, by the way, what this opinion is saying is that anytime the root milacha is found, for example, even when Yaakov says to Esav, L'regel hamilacha asher lefanai, right, that I have this work before me, that also is counted as one of the 39 places that the Torah refers to work. And those are the things which are prohibited on Shabbat. In other words, even things that are totally not connected with the Mishkan. Okay, so again, Rav Kook says that in the world as we know it, the separation between holy and secular is an outcome, at least in part, of the world that has a chisaron. The world, as we know it, is lacking. And, for example, a work. Work itself, in Gan Eden, in the ideal world, in paradise, in the Garden of Eden, was good, right? Adam was told that his job is le'ovda u'le'shomra, to work and to watch, to keep, to protect the land, but to work it. And don't make a mistake that the curse, the punishment that was received, bizeyata pecha toch alechem, that after the sin of Adam and Chava, that man has to sweat and provide himself, make a living with pain and with sweat, that doesn't mean that work itself is cursed. Is that the work will not succeed, it will grow weeds, and will be problematic and challenging, and will take a lot of time. But in unto itself, work is not something bad. Nevertheless, in our world, it is chol, it is secular. Aval, and here is a big but, kishekol hakochot kulam, v'chol hapoalim, when all of the actions and all of the milacha, you see where Rav Kook is going, where all of the different types of work, whether it be high-tech, whether it be agriculture, plumbing, all types of work, when all of those constructive things, mitkabtzim lemerkaz echad ram v'tachliti, when all of the different constructive parts of work of in society will be gathered around the merkaz, the center, the idealistic center, rama v'tachliti, the high idealistic center, kishachayim kulam mechunanim lemiluam agamur, when all of life, again, you see where Rav Kook is going. He's saying all melacha and melechet and melachto, whether it's talking about this type of work or that type of work or religious work or not religious work, all of the work in the future will be idealistic. Ein kan hefresh vehevdel. At that time, there will not be a difference as between holy and secular. As hachayim kulam hem kodesh kodashim. In the ideal world that we yearn to return to, everything will be not only holy, but holy of holies. Now, what is the difference between Kodesh and Kodesh Kodeshim? We know that the Holy of Holies, that is the innermost holy part of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, he used to say that all of Rav Kook's books are Orot HaKodesh. They are lights of holiness. But his book Orot is Kodesh Kodeshim. Why? Because Orot deals with Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, the holy nation of Israel, and the holy land of Israel, where even the holy, even the secular, the physical, is holy. In other words, when the secular becomes holy, that's not just holy, but it is holy of holies. Where does Rav Tzvi Yehuda get this from? This we know from the Gemara in Masechet Gittin, in the chapter around Daf Nun Hei Nun Vav, where it talks about the Agadotel, the stories of the Churban, of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, of the second Beit HaMikdash. It tells us that the Romans came in, and they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. They broke in. They saw the Holy of Holies, and they wanted to see what there is inside there. So they ripped up open the curtain, and they were very surprised to see the Kruvim, the two golden, I'm sorry, this is in the first Beit HaMikdash, when the Nebuchadnezzar, because there was no Aron in the second Beit HaMikdash. Anyway, it's described there that they saw the two Kruvim, the two cherubs, made of gold, physical idols. That's what it looked like. It's bodies of children. One male, one female. And the Romans were disappointed. They said, this is the nation that says that God doesn't have a body, that the spiritual is more important than the physical. We see that in their Holy of Holies, even they have gold idols. And even a male and a female, the idea of physical attraction. And he said it very negatively about the Jewish people. On the other hand, we know that the Holy of Holies is where we take even the gold and make it Holy of Holies. Even the male-female relationship, and we make it Holy of Holies. Even those physical cherubs, they davka are Holy of Holies. And that's why Rabbi Akiva, in his famous statement, where there were some rabbis who said that Shira Shirim, the Song of Songs, it doesn't sound too holy. A love song between the Dod and the Ra'aya, a man and his girlfriend. Rabbi Akiva said, no. Shira Shirim is not only Kodesh, it is Kodesh Kodashim. It is the Holy of Holies. Because when you take the male-female, lichora, seemingly physical relationship, and you reveal the godliness and the holiness there, that is even a higher level of holy. And that's why Rav Kook is using here the term Kodesh Kodashim, where even the secular becomes holy. It doesn't become holy, it becomes Holy of Holies. Paragraph Bet. V'chevan shehem kulam, b'chol tzdadehem uv'chol pinotehem, Kodesh Kodashim, when the true value of all physical labor is not just holy, but it will be and should be Holy of Holies. Hem kulan tzrichim lavo lidei ota teudah elyona shel hamenucha gemura. Then also when Shabbat will come into that world, then that milacha will all be transformed into Shabbat. Whereas according to the first opinion that we learned the 39 labors of Shabbat from the religious labors of the Mishkan, this opinion says that not just religious labor, but all labors, any kind of form, whether it be melacha, melachto, melechet, all of it will be holy. It has an essential holiness because God doesn't make mistakes. The physical world is not a mistake. And as the Baal Shem Tov said very often, Let atar panoi mine, that Judaism is about not leaving any place void of godliness. We are meant to reveal godliness, and that's what the mitzvot regarding food and dress and speech and politics and the army. And that is what Rav Kook has taught us very many times. She'eni ma'amal v'yigya. When we will get to that Yom Shekulo Shabbat, ve'eni ma hechsher v'hachana, kim kulo omer kavod, kulo tachliti, kulo ora oneg v'simcha. Where when we will reveal the Shabbat in all of the melachot, we will see that everything is light. Everything has a spiritual, internal meaning. And obviously we're going to elaborate a little why. But let's just finish the paragraph. Piska Gimel. Alken. Od lemala me'oto ha-kivun ha-miuchad shelu'umat avodat ha-mishkan. Hu ha-kivun ha-klali, right, even on a higher level than what we said according to the first opinion, that Shabbat comes to hallow the religious work of the Mishkan, even on a higher level, u'akivuna klalia kolelet ha-kodesh v'etachol, is a world which doesn't just deal with the religious, but deals with the godliness and spirituality in every single aspect of life, even the secular. Et ha-teva v'et ha-ta'asiya, the even physical nature, and ta'asiya, the labor that man does in the world, the melacha. Kulam yachad ba'aguda achat hinam omdim litkadesh b'kdushat yom ha-shabbat, liyom shekulo shabbat. Here Rav Kook is explaining beautifully that when we talk about the ideal world in the future, which is called 60 times our Shabbat, it is a day which will constantly be Shabbat, we will realize the holiness also in all of the melacha, not just in the Mishkan or religious work, but in all work. Lo rak hamerkaz yitale, right? The first opinion is that just the center, which is holy, the Mishkan, which is the holy place of the Jewish people, only that, not, right, according to the first opinion, that will become hallowed in the spiritual world, Shekulo Shabbat, ki im kol ha'anafim kulam, not just the center, but all of the different branches of life. And by the way, if you look at the melachot of Shabbat, we talk about eating, we talk about shelter, we talk about the most physical things. Kulam yitangu al ora menucha habracha vakdusha shel haShabbat bevo ito ligalot. When the time will come for Shabbat to be rediscovered, remember we spoke about last time that before God constricted himself, tzimtzum, and made this world, all that there was Shabbat. And so too it will be in the future. Bechavod hadar el elyon baruch hu, with all the glory of God, the spiritual God. Vamenucha mechuvenet al kol hasdera rechava shel hamelacha lechol pinoteha, every single aspect of work. And that's why this opinion of the Gemara says that the 39 labors are keneged melacha, melachto, melachot, Shabbat Torah, any type of anything that has anything to do with the word malacha, which is some kind of constructive or creative action, we are becoming partners with God, who does not want a world of tohu. God does not want a world of nothingness. He wanted to build the world, and he brought us in to be partners to build the world. Now, I should also point out that during the time of Rav Kook, everybody was excited about this idea of Jews doing milacha. For most of the 1900 years in exile, Jews were not farmers. We were mostly businessmen. We had to work in fields, in vocations that we could take with us, excuse me, when we ran from one shtetl to another, from one pogrom to the next pogrom. And there were a lot of places also which did not allow Jews to own land, like in Russia. And therefore, Rav Kook is stressing that the idea of Avodah, whether it's talking about the Tnuat Avodah of A.D. Gordon, who spoke about the religion of labor, the Jews have to stop being just businessmen and doctors, and we have to, if we want a Jewish state, we need to get our hands dirty, just like our forefathers, who were all farmers and shepherds. But that's one aspect of Avodah, which Rav Kook is praising. But there is also, obviously, a higher level is Torah v'Avodah, where somebody who, and that's what we're talking about, realizes and strives to reveal the spiritual within the work. Now, what spirituality within work are we talking about in every single kind of work? So, I brought for you in Source 2 a piska, which we learned like 6-7 years ago, where Rav Kook writes in Mamrei Ariya, page 234, Haruchaniyut, spirituality, milvad adanea hagdolim le'en tachlit keshi la'atzma, spirituality, in addition to its greatness and unto itself, he notenet ozu gdula gam lechayim achomriyim, spirituality is so great that it is found even in the physical world. Spirituality is not bound because it's not three-dimensional, but also, it doesn't mean that it is not found in the physical, but the real spirituality reveals the godliness even in the physical. By the way, in this article, Rav Kook goes on and says, there are many rabbis who used to fast and do taniyot dibur, they wouldn't speak, and they wouldn't work for a living. What about them? Rav Kook explains that that is Torah Tagalut. That is exile Torah, where when a person is sick, he needs bitter medicine to make him healthy. But a healthy person does not need that bitter medicine. A healthy person can eat, drink, be merry, be happy, and have spirituality as part of his physical world. As we said in the past, this is the difference between Judaism and Catholicism. Continues Rav Kook, source 2. Ki haruchaniyut ha'gdola v'nizgava ha'makefet et ha'kol v'choderet el toch ha'kol. Spirituality, godliness, is so great that it encompasses everything and is inside everything. Just like God encompasses everything and is inside of everything, so too God's ideals and his spirituality, they are found in the essence of every physical object and every work. And therefore, that's the first point, that work is a part. You see the value of work when it is part of great spirituality. Only a lower level of spirituality looks down on work. Source 3. Rav Kook writes in one of his letters, in Siman Taf Taf Yud, Ikara ma'ala al piya ideal ha-tori, today we say Torani, liot osik b'torah u'b'derech eretz. Rav Kook there in that letter talks about how it's very clear that Judaism deals with a society where everyone is working. The idea of chevrat lomdim, that's what Professor Friedman called the modern invention of the Haredi culture, that the idea is to try and learn until you're 120, never leaving the Beit Midrash, and Rav Kook says that is not Judaism. Judaism addresses Torah im derech eretz, where it is Torah and Avodah, where people, like our forefathers, they were all also politicians and shepherds and farmers and dealt with the world that God created, because God created a world which is good. Paragraph number 4 adds on another aspect. V'hala anu tzuadim, binyan ha'aretz. Here Rav Kook is referring in Ma'amarei HaRe'iyah, page 179, to building the land of Israel. He says, we are climbing. Right, just like the individual is constantly improving, so too mankind. We are now on a higher level. Binyan ha'aretz, we now can build the land of Israel, the Holy Land. Hayesod ha'rashiyah chaklaut. And the major point of building and working the land of Israel is agriculture. Right, just like there are different levels of lighting Nerot Chanukah, there's a Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. So too, the highest level of working the land of Israel is, as the Chatam Sofer says in Masechet Sukkah, he says, to plant the holy trees, to deal with the holy fruit, to get the holy ground underneath our fingernails, right? That is to actually deal with the holy land and the holy fruit and the holy trees. Hachaklaut, halowi etzel kol amim rak gorem kalkali chiyuni upashut. In other nations, in most nations, the falach, in Arabic, it's considered a derogatory term. Also in the Western world, a farmer is usually stereotyped as somebody who's not so educated. And why? Because farming is just a necessity. It's not an ideal. Avala amasher anoseh shelo kulo hu kodesh kodashim. Here we have it again. The nation of Israel, who our whole goal is to be holy of holies. Again, not just holy, but holy of holies. To reveal the godliness even in the physical. Ve'artzo, our land, is the holy land. It's not just a land. Usfato, our national language, is not just a language, it's the holy language. V'chol erkav, and all of the values of the Jewish people, our politics are holy, our exercise is holy, our fruit is holy, kulam kodesh heim. And this is one of the chidushim, this is a second major point. Again, the first point is that when we talk about the ideal or spirituality of work, the first point was that spirituality is meant to be so encompassing that it should be revealed in every aspect, even the physical. Point number 2 is kal v'chomer, how much more so in the land of Israel, which is where we're at and where we are going to be for now on, forever, ever. And here, God built in to society that here working the land of Israel, building the land of Israel, even working in high tech in the land of Israel, is a mitzvah. And like the Chatam Sofer there in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav, that I mentioned a minute ago, he says that just like putting on tefillin is a mitzvah, so too working in the land of Israel is a mitzvah. And just like a person can't say, I'm not going to put on tefillin because I'm busy learning Torah, so too you cannot say, I'm busy learning Torah, so I will not work, because working in the land of Israel is a mitzvah. Torah v'avodah is lechatchila. Rav Kook has a beautiful piska in source number 5. I don't believe that I've ever taught this here, so it will be new for all of you. This is the from Orot HaTchila, chapter Tetzayin, where Rav Kook has an entire chapter on the importance of melacha and the tikkun of melacha. Davar pashutu, it is something very obvious. She'at tzadik oseh kol ma'asav b'kedusha. The holy person, the tzadik, does everything in holiness. He eats holy, he dresses holy, he speaks holy. V'chot, and again, not just in the land of Israel. Theoretically, a tzadik, during the exile, he lived in exile. And his fruit was not holy. And his land was not holy. Nevertheless, everything that a tzaddik does is meant to be holy. V'chol pulotav hagashmiot, all of a tzaddik's, a righteous person, all of his physical actions, oloten l'tikuno shel olam, they are part of fixing the world. What is the idea of fixing the world? V'zoti avat hamlacha. Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avot, ehov et hamlacha, love work. What does it mean, love work? Why is it an ideal to work? Rav Kook here is adding point number 3, a Kabbalistic point, where the tzaddik, he fixes up the world. There was a fall in the Garden of Eden, and the physical world fell, and man's work was with weeds and with the sweat of his brow. But the tzaddik wants to mitaken, he wants to fix the world and raise it, re-raise it to its higher level. And not only that, v'zoti avadam lachshe kol kach sagva malata mitzad atzma, right? The rabbis praised work not as a means to make money, but even if somebody is a multimillionaire, remember the Chatam Sofer that we mentioned? He mentions Boaz was a multimillionaire. All the fields belong to Boaz. And nevertheless, he's working in the fields at night. Why? It's an ideal. V'shenitna bivrit, kamo she'Torah nitna bivrit. Rav Kook is alluding to, Chazal tell us, that just like the Torah was given with a covenant, so too milacha, work, is given with a covenant between God and man. There's a pasuk that says, I don't remember offhand, that melacha comes together with the word brit. Umiata en safek shetikun olam malei vehitrachvut or hakodesh nimtza beemet bechol melacha. Now, accordingly, I understand here. Notice, he's not talking about our Gemara Masachet Shabbat, but it's exactly what we're talking about. Every form of melacha, melacha, melachto, melechet, anything that has to do with melacha raises up the world. Kol tnuah shematzelet ezechelek min ahavaya min shlitat ha-tohu. Here it comes. Rav Kook is saying, all right, the world at the beginning was tohu vavohu. It was void and null and a total balagan. When we build a building, when we plant trees, when we build kavachomer families, when we work in high tech, whatever we do to make the world more creative, more constructive, more built, we are becoming partners with God of tikkun olam. Not that it should be less and less and less and less tohu. Davar gadol uklali yeshkan. Okay, so that is point number 3. Maybe we should really add another point that was really found in the first paragraph, the idea of achdut, that tzaddik unites everything. And just like God is one, and the idea of unity and unifying, and even vavtal reacha kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself, shalom bait, any kind of love and unity of anything is a revelation of God, because God, he is Mr. Unity. He is number one. And therefore, when we take the different aspects of a three-dimensional world, where this is here and this is here, and we harmonize them together, that is a revelation of one. Maybe we'll take this just a drop higher. The melacha of binyan, of building in Shabbat, is when one takes two different objects and puts them together. You bang a nail into the wall, you are connecting to the nail and the wall. Even migaben, somebody who curdles cheese and makes cottage cheese on Shabbat, he is obligated, is chayav, for migaben, because he is grouping all these different parts and he's unifying them. And the whole idea of this physical world of Alma de Piruda, the Zohar, the Kabbalah, calls this world the world of separation. Because when Hashem created the world, everything is vayavdel, vayavdel. And God separated, divided between the heavens and the earth. And he divided between the upper waters and the lower waters. And he divided between all the different waters. And he divided between this creation and that creation, and male and female. Everything is division and division, which apparently is covering up God. It's covering up unity. But the role of man, especially Am Yisrael, is to be that minatzeach, that, what's the word, the guy in the orchestra?
Conductor.
The conductor, who unifies and harmonizes all of the different sounds and notes and instruments. And so this is an important idea of unifying the world to reveal God's unity. And paragraph bet, omnam. We're running out of time. Let's skip to paragraph gimel. Ucheshiyeshnam tzadikim bador, when there are righteous people in the generation, she'or Hashem mufi aleihem tamid, that the light of God is constantly upon them, again in everything that they do, whether spiritual, and even their physical is spiritual, him me'achdim nishmatam im nishmat haklal kulo, they are united with all of the rest of the nation, right? The Jewish holy man is not separated in a cloister. He is together with the rest of the nation. Ve'hagot lev ha'pnimi shel amonei bnei adam osei hamlacha, and the masses who are building this and building that and creative and constructive and melacha, melachto, melechet, all of the different types of work, when they are connected, mitachedet imagot levavam, with the ideology of the holy man, vitzana me'ira sheyesh b'melacha, the cursed aspect of melacha, that it comes with sweat, since Adam sinned, and it comes with weeds and difficulty, we are meant to rise above that. I mean, that's what the Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem and Da Tvunot. The whole goal of the world is to return to the ideal world of Gan Eden, part of which is to return to the Holy Land, where working is a mitzvah, and to, in the Zionist movement, where work was not a dirty word anymore. I remember as a kid people used to say, that's not work for a nice Jewish boy. That is not the case in the ideal society, where we want to uncurse the work, continue working, but without the curse. Shehiba mitzad kinat ish mereu. Are what brought the curse unto the world? Jealousy. What is jealousy? Well, there were two sins, the first two classic sins that we know. Adam and Chava, they were told you can eat from all the fruit, but they were jealous from the fruit that they couldn't eat. Also Cain and Hevel, where Cain and Hevel each had 50% of the world. You can't get more wealthy than that. Nevertheless, each one was jealous of what the other had. This problem of jealousy, that umitzad sinata briota yoneket harbe mimelchemet hachayim betzurata harura bolam hayarud, in the world that we know, where there is a lot of competition and everyone is competing with the other to make that same shekel. And that's what brings the cursed aspect out of labor. Why? It's the opposite of unity. It's the opposite of God. It's the opposite of unity between spiritual and physical. It's the opposite of harmony, right? The whole idea, the problem of the physical world is when we don't see ve'avta l're'acha kamocha. We see ourselves as two separate competing entities. And that is where it becomes a problem. So what's the tikkun? How do we fix that? By getting into a world of unity, which includes milacha. Rav Kook here is touching on the ideology of socialism, or the kibbutz, where people don't work for money, but everyone's working together for the community. And on a national level, really, that is what the nation of Israel is meant to do. That's the national kupa that we all together fund the army, and we fund the health and the revacha, and that's what countries do. The world is little by little leaving the curse of Adam and Chava. And again, this is another aspect, a fifth aspect, of the cheshbona klali, of looking at mankind and the world as a whole to return to the level of Gan Eden, of which Melacha is an important part. We're running out of time. Let's skip down to paragraph Hey. Rav Kook goes on to say, "Bi'ichud tzrichim lafnot leze et ha'tfila." We have to especially pray to get to this level, be'et she'ro'im sha'netiya gdola lesafot u'mada'im. Especially today in the modern world, that there is so much secular knowledge and technological knowledge and science and languages. And today the world is becoming global and people want to learn different languages. We can't fight it. And if you believe that God runs the world, that means that he wants this secular knowledge, in addition to the secular work that we've been talking about. Rav Kook says that secular knowledge is also connected. It's part of the same idea. It is part of the physical world. The world shows through necessity what God wants. He doesn't want us to stay away from secular knowledge, from modernism. Az kamim tzadikim pnimiim lechua. What is the solution? The tzadikim apnimiim, the tzadikim who know pnimiut haTorah, the Hasidic approach of leta tarpanui mi'ne, that God is meant to be found in all aspects of life, bavodah shebachashai, working behind the scenes. Ubigdulat nefesh chaya yechida. These are Kabbalistic terms which we don't have time to get into. Ba'im upotchim et hatzinorot hastumim. Lasum sod Hashem belimudav, velimudei Hashem hem kol ma sheba'olam. All of the knowledge, including the secular knowledge, is knowledge of God. Now again, we are still in a world where there is lahavdil ben kodesh lechol. Obviously, secular is not on the level of holiness. And just like the outside the land of Israel is not on the level of the land of Israel. Nevertheless, we have to keep our eye on the goal, knowing that eventually all of the world will be holy of holies, and that Rav Kook goes on to say that more that we develop the land of Israel, it will help develop all of the world. The high tech of Israel is good for the high tech of the world. The economy of Israel is good for the economy of the world. The same thing he says with the language of Israel. The more we develop Lashon HaKodesh, the more that will be good for the other languages of the world. Because just like the nation of Israel is the heart of the body of mankind, so too the land of Israel is the heart of the world, and the language of Israel is the language whose development will also help the rest of the world to also help them reveal their godliness. We'll just finish off. Rav Kook goes down. He broadens this even more. Ve'afilu bekishutim vehidurim. And not just work. And not just theoretical knowledge, but even the decorations, the ofnei ha-hanagot, and the fashions of the way of life, vanimusim hayoter modernim, and the manners of the most modern manners, kumuvana muvcharim vadinim shebahem. Here, Rav Kook obviously qualifies. We're not talking about negative fashions or negative manners or negative actions. Ubechulam yachel or Hashem lifaim. And it's very important, obviously, to stress. Rav Kook is saying, yes, movies are important. Music is important. Biology is, all of this is important, but you have to keep it clean, right? If these things are done unclean, then it's defeating the purpose. But remember, what the real goal eventually is, Torah Eretz Yisrael, the Torah of the land of Israel, where, again, we'll just summarize the main points, that every kind of melacha, melechto, melechet, all of it is going to become holy. We mentioned the points that true spirituality is so great that it enters everything. Point number two, how much more so in the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. Point number three, the idea of uniting the spiritual and the physical. Point number four, the idea of settling the world, that it should not. The more we build and settle the world, the less it is tohu. We are becoming partners to create the world. Point number five, the idea of returning the world to the level of Gan Eden and having all of the milachot, all of the fields, harmonizing together to complete God's world.